All right. Welcome to Monday Morning Joe, a brand new podcast here on JoeBucksFan.com. I'm Steve Isbitz, and it's just me. I'm one of the Joes writing on JoeBucksFan.com. Of course, Lee D. Kemper is the other Joe. You hear us normally with the Ira Kaufman podcast that's here every Tuesday and Thursday, but we're all new today. Brand new podcast, Monday Morning Joe. And this has been in the works for a long, long time. We want to thank first our great sponsors, Discount Garage Doors, and of course, Lakeland Auto Mall, Ford, and Hyundai. And brand new presenting sponsors, new sponsors to JoeBucksFan.com. We're very excited about that. Discount Garage Doors, I got to say, so impressed with this local company. Been around since 2000. State licensed, family owned and operated, and that means so much to me as a small business person running JoeBucksFan.com, and it should to you as well. But you know what? Discount Garage Doors, same day free service call. You get an estimate and a diagnosis same day, and it's free. Most competitors charge for that kind of service. And not only that, Discount Garage Doors will beat any comparable estimate that you might have from somebody else. We're talking new garage doors, garage door repair, wide range of doors. You're going to get 10% off if you mention Joe Bucks Fan. Just that simple, 10% off. Their website is dgdoors.com, dgdoors.com, or you can call 1-866-420-DOOR, 1-866-420-DOOR. You know, it's really exciting. I love when we can do some stuff with a good company like Discount Garage Doors. Not some stuff, and maybe that's not phrased well, but I just love working with what I know is a solid company, and we really do try to screen everybody very well at joebucksfan.com. My garage door, it needs to be fixed. I need to move some crap in my garage and get it fixed. And I feel a lot better about using Discount Garage Doors. And you should, too. Visit their website, dgdoors.com. We're going to talk more about them. Thanks to them for supporting JoeBucksFan.com. Remember, same-day free service call. And they're open 7 days a week. So you can just call on Saturday morning, set something up on the weekend, and get an answer. Also, thanks to Lakeland Auto Mall Ford and Hyundai. Save $20, $50, or even $100 off your current payment during the Lakeland Auto Mall Ford and Hyundai Summer Clearance event. Plus, every new vehicle is backed with our exclusive nationwide lifetime warranty. Nationwide lifetime warranty. That's not a joke. Nationwide lifetime warranty. And every purchase comes with 1 year free maintenance. Shop online at lakelandautomall.com or stop by the new showrooms on West Memorial Boulevard in Lakeland, I-4, exit 28, just minutes from Tampa, Brandon, anywhere else in Central Florida. And we have loads of readers in Orlando at joebucksfan.com. Lakeland Auto Mall, where they are exceeding customer expectations every day. Again, lakelandautomall.com. Now, this morning, we're in the middle of training camp. Training camp is here. And it's exciting, but you know what? Nothing has really happened. And I hate to say that for the fans who are so pumped up, and we here at JoeBucksFan.com, world headquarters, we get all pumped up for that too. But you know what? No pads means nothing's happened. It's just underwear football. It's the same stuff we reporters get to watch in spring practice. It's a little bit longer, the sessions, but it doesn't mean a whole lot of anything. All you're going to really see, and all the really coaches see, is the guys who sort of know what they're doing. And, you know, sure, if a guy like Adarius Glanton, the linebacker, he's been with the team a couple of years. He might be that starting strong side linebacker. He dropped a pick, a sure pick yesterday. You know, that's a good way to not make the team, just because, you know, the coaches need those guys when they can to make a play. But beyond that and some execution stuff, really, it's not football. Until you put the pads on, which happens today. Because, you know, we can all sit here around here and say in a month, oh, you win in the trenches. Well, there are no trenches during underwear football. And everybody should remember that. It's fun to get out there to those training camp practices with pads because you just see more of what is meaningful. And that's what we're lined up for today. And I'm looking ahead at the schedule, the training camp schedule. And everybody who we've been promoting to come out to the training camp takeover on Saturday, Stick Carriers Day, where Bucks fans, there'll be at least, all, even if we don't promote it anymore, there'll be at least 400 fans out there specifically treating it like a game day experience, chanting, cheering, doing all kinds of stuff. Based on the schedule of when the team will be in pads and then take league-mandated days off, they're going to be in pads on Training Camp Takeover Day. That's one of the reasons the day was chosen. For fans to come out and go wild and sort of change the culture of Bucks fandom and really make an impact to the team specifically, because those players are going to know we're there. Dirk Cutter is fired up about the event. I can tell you that firsthand. So they should be in pads on Saturday. So it's even more incentive to get out there for the training camp takeover. Now, anything could change that as far as weather, if Dirk Cutter adjusts the schedule and gets a rain out and changes the pad situation. Because if the Bucks went indoors, let's say they went to Tropicana Field, they're not going to be in pads in Tropicana Field tackling on the turf. So we'll see, but Saturday looks good. All right, you know, Doug Martin has been a huge topic on JoeBucksFan.com. And rightfully so. The guy is a tremendous talent who has had two great years, phenomenal years, years that Bucks fans will remember forever. Let's be real. His rookie season, that's something people will remember 20 years from now. They'll remember that explosive day against the Raiders and him just coming in and taking the league by storm. They'll remember what he accomplished in 2015, challenging Adrian Peterson for the league's rushing title and just coming back like his rookie form when nobody really expected him to be that good. Nobody except for Dirk Cutter, the current head coach. But obviously things changed for Doug Martin. And yesterday, this is important, people, because we take so much abuse on JoeBucksFan.com and even from fellow media members who've been blasting us in person and just with their backhanded slash, what do you want to call it? Backhanded slash passive aggressive comments, really upset and think we're idiots for taking the hard line we've taken with Doug Martin, really from the day he was suspended, but more so from the day he was benched, even though he was available, by Dirk Cutter last season in New Orleans on Christmas Eve. When Martin was there, he was available, but he was benched because Cutter knew the suspension was coming, and whatever reason it was, he didn't want to even give Martin a shot to show what he could do one last game before that suspension. So here's the deal. Jason Light talks to ESPN. Dan Graziano was at One Buck Place. And he, forget about the quotes you might have read already. The highlighted one, the one that was all over NFL.com, the one that was on our website in a headline, the one that's been in many places in NFL circles, that was Jason Light stepping out there publicly and saying, quote, "There's no guarantees that he's going to be here," end quote, about Doug Martin. Previously, Light had just really sort of said, "We'll see come week four. We don't have to make a decision. Doug looks great." This was a different tone. And especially after they already got to watch Doug all spring long. He's still taking drug tests, people. They know that he's passing his drug tests. Okay, they know that. They would have heard if he was failing. So Martin's been now in camp since the team reported in mid-April. Let's go to May. Let's go to June. Let's go to July. 3.5 months they've gotten to watch Doug Martin, including 2 days of training camp before Light made these comments, and they're still not committing to Doug Martin. That should tell you something. But forget about that. Forget about that. I want you to hear the what else Light said. And this should just ring a freaking fire bell for everybody listening. Here we go. He says, "Look, Martin has done everything we've asked him to do, and he looks reminiscent of 2015 when he was playing for his contract." Keyword contract. "He looks the same out there, mentally and physically. So he might be one of those guys that needs a carrot. And he's got a pretty big carrot in front of him right now because there's no guarantees that he's going to be here. And he knows that. We've talked to him and he's good with it." He goes, "I understand." Well, let's talk about that carrot, because that carrot should, first of all, Martin's agent is probably furious this morning, absolutely livid that the general manager of the team, the guy who knows Doug Martin for 4 years, just went public and said, "Well, this might be the kind of player who needs a money motivator carrot in front of him to perform." Translation, he doesn't love football the way we look for in draft picks. He doesn't love the game the way Jameis Winston does. He doesn't love the game the way an undrafted guy grinding through just out of love of the game and with very little shot of making it does. He's a guy who might need a carrot. And we know that that carrot is money. And you know what? Jason Light's personnel department, his massive personnel department, the millions of dollars they spend in research every year, scouting players, finding out about players, They even then you go to the pro personnel department that scouts players and learns about players. Perhaps one of their number one jobs is to find out if a guy really loves football, is mentally dedicated, and has a pure passion for the game that's going to keep him working once he's signed to a contract. That's their job. That's what the personnel department does. Now, sure, you got to evaluate talent as well. And outside of the elite talent players, yeah, scouting is key. But Jason Light himself, as will most general managers, they will tell you, guys in the NFL fail 90% of the time. It's from the neck up. It's not about talent. It's about attitude. It's about desire. It's about how they handle the lifestyle when they've got a pile of money in their pocket. It's about their core and how much they love football. Greg Schiano used to talk about this. John Gruden still talks about this on Monday Night Football. So Doug Martin, let me read that again. He might be one of those guys that needs a carrot. He's 28 years old, man. I'm telling you, we try to keep it real at JoeBucksFan.com, and this Martin thing is starting to stink worse than my lanai out here that's been rained on for days on end. Doug Martin, if he's a guy that might need a carrot, he is not the man for the Buccaneers. He's not. He doesn't fit the culture. Dirk Cutter said he had to change the culture, winning culture. Jameis talked about it, that the coaches care more than some players. Well, a player who might need a carrot for cash is a guy who is not part of a winning culture in mindset. Now, it doesn't mean Doug Martin can't perform. It doesn't mean that Doug Martin, if you hand him the ball in week four, that he's not going to have a good game. But the point is, you can't count on him. And if that's his mindset, the odds aren't good. The odds are not good, folks. If he's a guy who might need a carrot and he's had three crappy years mixed in with two phenomenal years. Well, if a guy needs a carrot and most of the time he's bad and now he's 28 and he's got drug issues and we don't know what's going to happen when he's off for 3 weeks without practice time. Sure, he'll just stay in shape, but that's not football shape. What are we investing in to keep Doug Martin? And what a wonderful message, if you do ditch Martin, what a great message it sends to the team. Because the team knows what Doug Martin did and didn't do last year. They know it. And you know what? If you string Doug Martin along and treat him as an insurance policy and make a decision that, you know what, we don't need this guy because our guys are performing and they're healthy. See you, Doug. You screwed up. You screwed us. You screwed the fans. And you're out of here. What a great, great culture-forming message that is to the team. Now, that said, Lee D. Kemper and I, who run JoeBucksFan.com, people think sometimes, oh, you got an agenda, you got this. No. I need to correct that record, and you'll probably hear me say it more than a few times if you listen to this podcast. There is no agenda to ditch Doug Martin. Lee and I want the team to win. We got into this as fans. Lee was a season ticket holder. I was a guy who just was a dedicated fan, went to a few games here and there, but I also worked on Sundays in my last career prior to doing JoeBucksFan.com, so that didn't work out for me too well to actually go to games. But you know what? I almost got fired going to the Bucks' last playoff game because there was no way I was going to miss it, and I had to work, and I walked out. I didn't lose my job, but it was close. But that's the kind of fan I am. And as operators of JoeBucksFan.com, now we're invested in the team's winning. Some people think, if the team loses and the fans go crazy, that's a lot of comments on your website and clicks. No. I can tell you wholeheartedly and factually that on a Monday after a game, our traffic is 20% higher if the Bucks win than if they lose. People want to be associated with a winner. Nobody wants to watch. Plenty of people do. Don't get me wrong. But most people prefer to read about a team and get excited about a team and know what happened in a game after the team won. If your team loses 23-6 and you watch the whole darn thing and it made you sick, you don't necessarily want to go read all about it and scream all about it. So it's we're invested in the team winning. And my thought here on Doug Martin is just all about winning. I don't think this guy is a winning culture player for this team. I don't envision him as the Bucs Super Bowl running back. And his age is getting there. But he is in his prime right now. He's in his prime right now at 28 years old. Make no mistake, Doug Martin is in his prime. He's got solid mileage on him. After everything, he still had 144 carries last year. But he's in his prime. And if the Bucs do choose to keep him, I would get it. I would get it. But the only way you keep him is if you really believe deep down you're ready for the Super Bowl now and you believe Doug Martin is capable of handling a backup role. Because we don't know if Doug Martin is a guy who can walk in and be effective with 10 carries a game if that becomes his status in week four, if the running game's already successful. But do I think he's going to be here? No. If he needs a carrot, get him out of here. There are better players out there, better choices, and a better direction for the franchise. So not rooting against Martin, but I'm not afraid to say I don't think he should be a part of this team this year, barring a disaster, which is injury and or just a complete collapse of the running game in the first few weeks. But I don't think any of those things are really going to happen, but it's possible, and we'll see. We'll see. There's still more time for Doug Martin to prove himself. It'll be very interesting to see how the Bucs handle Martin in the preseason when other guys can get some valuable touches. They can get some valuable looks at Jeremy McNichols behind the first team offensive line. A lot of really interesting stuff ahead. All right. Now, of course, we want to thank again our presenting sponsors of the new Monday Morning Joe podcast, Discount Garage Doors and Lakeland Auto Mall. Definitely visit LakelandAutoMall.com. Absolutely, you want to do that, as well as DGDoors.com. And so training camp, we have our day in pads today. And what are we really looking at here? What are we really looking at? I mean, when you go to practice, it's fun. It's great to see the guys make catches and be athletic, but the biggest thing I'm looking at, America's quarterback, Jameis Winston, so far through 3 days of underwear football, Jameis, he's not really throwing balls away. He's made some bad decisions with the football. He's doing a lot of the things that you would think the coaching staff has been very focused on getting him to stop. It's practice. I get it. But I don't see yet Jameis doing the things like the decision-making related stuff that we heard over and over again that he was coached to focus on, to let plays die and to be a little more, bit more protective of the football. I don't see it yet. That's something I'm going to be looking for. Is Jameis going to be sharper? Will he be able to throw a ball away in practice? Because you know what? If you don't practice it, I don't care what it is, it's awfully hard to make it instinctive. It's awfully hard to do it in a game. And I get that in practice, in training camp, that's when you do force some things. You know, I'll never forget when Altron Werner said of Jameis's many interceptions in his first season in training camp, Werner was publicly said, hey, Jameis, I think he's throwing some of these interceptions on purpose. He's trying to test his limits within the NFL, test the speed of the cornerbacks, and he's pressing some things that he probably knows better, but I think it's intentional. I think Jameis is intentionally throwing some of these picks, which was pretty darn interesting. But that was a long time ago. At this point, Jameis Winston should know his limitations. He knows his offense. He knows the timing of most of his receivers. And, well, probably not most of them, and that's something that he's getting used to because Godwin, O.J. Howard, DeSean Jackson, they're all new. But I want to see Jameis play a little smarter. And I think that that's important to see that in practice. I really do. Secondly, these trenches battles should be absolutely sick. Sick. J.R. Sweezy, the guy is a monster in his stature, and his teammates say he has that kind of attitude, and I've seen it a little bit in these training camp practices. Look, he's a 6'5", chiseled 300 pounds, and he's an angry dude who hasn't played in a year, feels he's got a lot to prove, and he's known for playing on the edge of the whistle, playing on the edge of the rules. And he's eager to hit somebody. Guy hasn't hit anybody since 2015. And you know what? On the other side of that Buccaneers defensive line, you got a lot of guys trying to prove themselves. Clinton McDonald, you're damn right, he expects to be the starting nose tackle this year, even though they brought in Chris Baker. As Ira Kaufman calls him, Chris Iverson Baker, because he doesn't like to practice. So Ira was told by the Redskins organization. So those guys are going to be ferocious up against Sweezy. Stevie T, the big seventh round draft pick, the 6'6", 330 pound guy, he's trying to win a job. That's another guy who could be going up against Sweezy. Gerald McCoy, obviously, is an excellent player, is a Pro Bowler, is a physical presence, and he's got tremendous get-off. That's another guy who could be across from Sweezy. So a lot of great action in the trenches. McCoy doesn't want to look bad, especially on these Hard Knocks cameras. And, you know, he goes hard in practice. Gerald McCoy is not a practice slacker by any means. They even have to give him a day off here and there, and he gets real pissed off about it. I've actually talked to him on the sidelines at times during training camp when he gets a day off, and he's just too antsy. He's not happy about it. So very interesting stuff going on in the trenches to look at. Sweezy, Jameis, and his progression, because, man, that's just so important. Because for this team, this Bucs team, to advance, they need Jameis to get a step better with this division. It's just the reality. I was asked not too long ago, probably like 10 times this week, I was asked, or in the past week, about the Bucs and how I think they're going to do and what's the big must-win games and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? The more I look at it, the more I think about it, the team has to just find a way to get to 3-2. Got to find a way to get to 3-2 this season. They open up in Miami. They come home for Chicago. They go to Minnesota. Then they come home for for the Giants and the Patriots on Thursday night. You have got to find a way to go through 3-2, because if you're not 3-2, you're just a pretender. That's just the cold reality. If you are Bucks are 2-3 after that stretch of five games, they're a pretender, an absolute pretender, until they'll be climbing upstream for most of the rest of the season. Doesn't mean they can't snap out of it. But those first five games, you got to walk away from that 3-2. Can't lose to the Bears at home. For those first 3 weeks, if you're facing Ryan Tannehill, Mike Glennon, and Sam Bradford, if you can't come out of a winning record from those three quarterbacks, then who are you? You're a hot mess if you can't do that as a football team. And then after those three games, you got Eli Manning and Tom Brady. And if you lose both of those games at home, then you're a pretender. So the Bucs have to find a way to get to 3-2. I've been hit with that question a lot this week, and I just wanted to spit that out there. All right, you know, it's a Monday Morning Joe podcast. It is so good to be talking to the Bucs fans. You know, you can always shoot a question on Twitter. We're at Joe Bucs Fan. We're going to be putting out some things. I'm going to put out some things for questions, maybe late Sunday night for the podcast. I'll address here and there. But there's a lot going on, and I'm just passionate about the Doug Martin thing because it's pissing me off at this point. You know, I want to see the Bucs successful. I want them to make the right decisions. And, you know, the Martin thing, just, man, it just doesn't feel good to me. I get that fans love guys who have been successful before, but, man, you got to know when to cut the cord. And every sign looks like the Bucs are going to go in that direction. So I expect everybody out to training camp Saturday, stick carrier day. But there's somewhere else that you're going to want to go to, which is pretty darn cool. There's two things coming up. First is opening day. If you're not going to Miami, opening day, we're going to be at Abe's Place in Clearwater. Huge watch party. I'm going to be teaming up with the commish, Justin Pulaski of Bucs Uncensored. Abe's Place, the food is phenomenal. You can visit abesplace.com. We've had events there before. Phenomenal. They take great care of us. Food is fantastic. And Football Sunday at Abe's, even without Joe Bucs Fan there, and Bucs fans going nuts, is awesome. Great environment to watch the game, and this is going to be one hell of a party. If you're not going to Miami, that's what you want to do. Now, if you are going to Miami, holy crap, fanretreat.com. Fanretreat.com, brand new website, which, you know, they've been around a while, but brand new on this national launch. You want to visit fanretreat.com, but you really want to visit fanretreat.com/Miami. And sure, at Fan Retreat, you can buy tickets like on StubHub. They have the cheapest Buck tickets available, and they research that regularly. They're Bucs fans. They also have travel, like a full Expedia setup. So you can book all your travel, all your hotels, all your rent-a-cars, everything that you might possibly want related to traveling anywhere, not just to a game, at fanretreat.com. But for opening day against Miami, the night before the game, Fan Retreat and Joe Bucks Fan, we're teaming up. There's going to be a free party the night before the game, free party featuring Ira Kaufman, Tampa Bay's only Hall of Fame voter and our columnist. He's going to be doing a Q&A. And guess what? Free food, free beer, free food. There's going to be some entertainment, some phenomenal giveaways. You get to hang out and chat with Ira. He's going to do a Q&A session, which starts at 5:30. The party goes till about 7:30. And you know what? All the details are at fanretreat.com/Miami. You're going to see this advertised really starting today on joebucksfan.com, fanretreat.com/Miami. Party with Ira before the game, free food, beer. Unbelievable. This is about 5 miles from the stadium. You get all the details, fanretreat.com/Miami. Great stuff. And you know what? Shop your Bucks tickets now, fanretreat.com. You'll be impressed. If you're really shopping and pricing, you're going to be very, very impressed. All right. One last thing about Doug Martin. Yesterday, he was talking, you know, not about Joe Bucks Fan saying he shouldn't eat a carrot. One of the things he said was that he invites contact. He invites contact. A lot of contact. And that's his running style. That's the Doug Martin we know. And that's another way, guys, that you should understand that Martin's odds of holding up when he's a guy who's inviting contact, that's difficult. That's difficult to sustain as a running back, to be that style of back. And frankly, it failed him last year. It failed him. 144 carries, 2.9 yards a carry, worse than the NFL. His running style may be better suited for this offensive line and the opening of the offense under DeSean Jackson and all the weapons, which should open things up in the box. But I don't know. I don't know. It was an interesting take by Martin that he's looking to invite contact. And just that style of running, it's great when it works, but man, it can go downhill in a hurry, and you better be 100% healthy if you're going to be a runner who invites contact. And that's part of what's always hurt Martin, is because when he's not 100%, he doesn't grind through very well at 80, 90%. Just another thing to think about in the world of Doug Martin. All right, Bucks fans. Again, this podcast, Monday Morning Joe, one, it's going to get better, and we're going to have a little bit more fun. We're going to get some guests. A podcast will be available on iTunes probably later this week, and definitely by next week. Takes a little time to get approved in iTunes. I know that's where many of you like to listen to your podcasts, and you can subscribe there and get an alert when it's there. Also, the podcast, you're going to find it on Google Play. Also, by the end of the week, we're just getting cooking. But we're going to hear on this podcast, we're going to have a lot of passionate takes. We're going to get inside different stuff, and we're going to have some audio, some players here and there, some commentary from players, comments and quotes that maybe I reveal here before we put it up on the website. But the idea is to have some fun. So we're going to keep having more and more fun with some serious Bucks talk, joebucksfan.com style. Remember, discount garage doors for all your garage door sales and service needs, dgdoors.com, and Lakeland Auto Mall, lakelandautomall.com. I definitely want to visit their website. And remember, the nationwide lifetime warranty, it's exclusive. Every new vehicle purchase has one. LakelandAutoMall.com. A lot of fun stuff ahead on JoeBucksFan.com. Eric Kaufman's podcast coming up tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed our first day into this. And you know, I know the Joe Bucks Fan readers are very passionate and very eager for more and more Bucks talk. I'm going to try to deliver right here. All right. Have a good Monday.